take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. We'll start things out tonight with a story we mentioned last night, but we didn't get a chance to actually get to it. I don't know if you've pulled it up yet, Mark. If not, I have an email that I can share here in the meantime. Go to the email?
Yeah.
All right. So normally I don't really much care for forwarded emails. They just usually just get deleted.
Yeah, but a forwarded email, you got to be careful of what you read.
But this one I just thought was pretty funny, and it's relatively short, so I just wanted to share it. Here we go. It's called The Power of a Badge. DEA officer stops at a ranch in Texas and talks with an old rancher. He tells the rancher, "I need to inspect your ranch for illegally grown drugs." The rancher says, "Okay, but don't go into that field over there," as he points out the location. The DEA officer verbally explodes, saying, "Mister, I have the authority of the federal government with me." Reaching into his rear pants pocket, he removes his badge and proudly displays it to the rancher. "See this badge? This badge means I'm allowed to go wherever I wish, on any land. No questions asked or answers given. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand?"
"Yes, sir."
The rancher nods politely, apologizes, and goes about his chores. A short time later, the old rancher hears loud screams and sees the DEA officer running for his life, chased by the rancher's big Santa Gertrudis bull. With every step, the bull is gaining ground on the officer, and it seems...
It wouldn't take long at all, I can assure you.
And it seems likely that he'll get gored before he reaches safety. The officer is clearly terrified. The rancher throws down his tools, runs to the fence, and yells at the top of his lungs, "Your badge! Show him your badge!"
I told him not to go over there.
Well, you know, what are you going to do with somebody like that, you know?
I've been holding on to that one for months. I thought that was great.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Otherwise, there's some other news here. Hong Kong remaining the world's freest place to do business, according to the AFP. While the United States has lost its claim to an unrestricted economy, according to an annual report published on Wednesday, Hong Kong, former British colony, which was returned to China in 1997, edged out rival Singapore to claim the top spot for the 16th consecutive year in the 2010 Index of Economic Freedom. Australia and New Zealand grabbed third and fourth spot, respectively. The report's compiled by the Heritage Foundation, a conservative Washington-based think tank, and the Wall Street Journal. Ireland, Switzerland, Canada, the United States, Denmark, and Chile rounded out the top 10 list, which is based on criteria including economic openness, trade, the efficiency of domestic regulators, and the rule of law. But Canada pushed the U.S. from the top 7 economies deemed to have an entirely free economy due to notable decreases in financial freedom, monetary freedom, and property rights, according to the report. The U.S. government's interventionist responses to the financial and economic crises that began in 2008 have significantly undermined economic freedom and long-term prospects for economic growth. Mainland China was ranked 140 in the list of 183 countries, with Cuba, Zimbabwe, and North Korea rounding out the bottom of the list. So for the 2010 Index of Economic Freedom, the United States dropping a notch to 7th place.
You know, I thought it was 7th place before, but maybe
apparently it was 6th place before, but it's been, you know, hovering around there for a little while. And of course, there's also another there's the Free the World Foundation, which does a separate economic freedom of the world report, which doesn't quite rank the things in the same way, but Hong Kong and Singapore are always 1 and 2, and the United States I don't know if the United States has ever been at the top of any of those reports.
Not in a long time.
It seems like they were in the top 5 at one point that we've been doing the show, but
I mean at the top.
Yeah, number 1. Oh, you can't beat Hong Kong for economic freedom. Just can't do it.
Although in Singapore, if you're not allowed to chew gum, if you drop gum on the street, they're all over you like a cheap suit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly.
Remember that kid that's it's probably been 20 years now, but he had done some vandalism, an American kid that
caning.
Did some vandalism in, it hasn't?
That's like the late 90s. Mid to late 90s.
Maybe mid.
Because, I mean, if it was 20 years ago, I would have been much younger, okay. And I would not have been aware of such a thing.
So at least, we'll call it 10 to 15 years. You know, he did some vandalism over there, and they actually, as I recall, did cane him as they would cane anyone else. Now, they do canings all the time, meaning they beat someone with a stick. They do canings all the time in Singapore. They, however, don't generally do them to young white boys, and, you know, that was the big deal.
Right. And, yeah, you're correct, Wayne, though, that Singapore is very repressive in many ways. However, they're not looking at those. Right. They're not looking at those for this report. Economically, it's one of the freest places in the world. And good for them on that.
Yeah.
And Hong Kong, of course, a lot of people thought, and I realize there's probably new people listening that have never heard this before. A lot of people thought in the late 1990s that Hong Kong was going to go down the tubes.
Because, yeah, it was going back to China in 1999.
Right. It left British rule, and China took it back over, and they thought, oh, that's it. This is the end. You know, China, evil communists, are going to ruin Hong Kong. And from all indicators, China has been hands-off when it comes to Hong Kong.
And they're also going sort of the way of Hong Kong. They're
China mainland,
yeah,
you mean.
Mainland China.
Right.
Yeah, I think still there's been some regulations by the mainland to Hong Kong, but very few. But compared to all the other countries who are becoming less free, like the United States and others and Britain, they're still relatively high on the scale. But I don't believe they've improved any in economic freedom, because China still has their head over their shoulder about a lot of things.
You don't think China's climbed up the list?
China has, yes. But what I'm saying is I think Hong Kong is slightly less economically free than they were when the British were in control.
Maybe so, but they're still more free than everywhere else, so good for them. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I remember reading a story by somebody who was either living in Hong Kong or down there for a while visiting. And they were talking about how after the transition, and I'm not sure how many years after, but the Communist Party in China does have offices in Hong Kong, but you have to go and seek them out. They're not going they're literally not going out of their offices and doing much of anything as far as, you know, coercing businessmen and things like that. At least it was the impression that I, you know, received from the story. It was like, yeah, they're there, but they're not really doing anything.
One would have to assume that they probably put another layer of taxation on the denizens of Hong Kong, and they're happy taking that layer of taxation.
And those communist officials are happy to live in a free place and collect a paycheck.
Yeah, I bet they are. So if you've ever been to Hong Kong, you want to share your stories with us as to what it was like out there, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. The stories I've read in the past have just been amazing. One of the more memorable parts for me was where they were talking about how in order to get a job in Hong Kong, even something that we might consider as menial of a kind of a career as like waiting tables, kind of a throwaway career. That's not to insult people that are professional wait staff. There are people that have made that their career and that's what they do. But I think they would admit, they'd be the first people to admit that the restaurant industry has a significantly high level of turnover. And most people that become wait staff are just trying to go somewhere else in life. So just to be a waiter in Hong Kong, you have to know multiple languages. I mean, just to give you an idea of the amount of competition that exists for in the marketplace for jobs there was pretty amazing. I mean, if you told somebody in America that they had to know two languages to wait tables, I mean,
they'd call the Minutemen.
Yeah. Right. It'd be a revolt. They would freak out. I mean, that's not what America's about. This is an English-speaking country. What? So over in Hong
Kong. God knows that you wouldn't want to serve customers.
Yeah, it's completely different over there. Anyway, very interesting stuff. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got the story we've been waiting on. All right, good. Man who was, I believe it's man, diabetic shock. No, it wasn't diabetic. It was a seizure, right?
Yes, he was having a diabetic seizure, and they tased the heck out of him.
Yeah, this isn't the first time it's happened either. We'll give you the story here in a few moments at 800-259-9231. And then government health care. We'll talk about that for a bit. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Go to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete. Read it for free at peaceprosper.com and help Ben Woods to construct Catalyxia. Peaceprosper.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So last night we mentioned a story about a tasering, and it's not just your average tasering, and it's bad enough when people get tasered these days because the police tend to use it, this particular tool, for obedience purposes, when it was originally intended, as I understood it, to be used in place of a deadly weapon. So if you've got somebody that's dangerous and out of control, that's putting the officers or other people in jeopardy, then you pull the taser on that person to take them down, as opposed to shooting them with a projectile that could kill them.
Or, sure. hitting them with a billy club, because the billy club used to be the first line of defense.
Right. I think some officers probably, and some departments probably still do carry billy clubs. But
they absolutely do.
You would think that, I've seen situations where they shoot people with knives, on the news, that kind of thing. And what do you do with that? What is this police officer supposed to do, shy of a taser, if somebody has a knife and they're coming in the immediate vicinity? That's what the taser was meant to handle, situations just like that.
Right, but it's expanded, of course, as government programs tend to do, is that they expand far beyond their original intentions, and it's now being used as a pain compliance device, in that if an officer doesn't like you giving him lip or whatever, for whatever reason the officer decides, he can just, if you don't do what he demands you do, he'll whip out the taser and use it on you, which, of course, has dramatically increased the incidence of officers using tasers on people, which the incidence going, the increasing of the incidence leads to more tragic circumstances, for instance, people dying of heart attacks, things like that, some of the side effects that can happen as a result of being tased. And, of course, we've seen video after video of just harmless people that in no way whatsoever presented a threat to the police being tasered, in many cases caught on the police's own dashboard cams. Sometimes it's old people. Sometimes it's octogenarians that are getting tasered.
It's crazy.
It's really just insane. But I think the most insane of all of the tasering stories has to be where they're tasering sick people.
Yeah. They go after people with seizures. They don't really, a lot of these police officers are untrained in this area. And it's, seizures look different in different people. This isn't an easy area, but it just goes to show how quickly these people go to the taser as they see somebody having a seizure who's clearly not hurting anyone, although different seizures do, look different. And they taser them.
So what happened in this story?
So this is from I took it from the website Free Talk, from our website freetalklive.com, from our little list of news stories there that our listeners participate in and put up. But it's from Courthouse News Service. That's courthousenews.com. A suburban Chicago police officer tasered a man 11 times while he was having a diabetic seizure, and the 56 seconds.
Jeez.
Needlessly inflicted electric shock, while he was lying unresponsive on the floor of his bedroom, permanently scarred him and caused him neurological damage that has not abated, the man claims in Chicago federal court.
In his bedroom, even.
Yeah, this gets complicated. You'll have to stick with the names here, so stick with me here. Prospero Lassi says he suffered a diabetes-induced seizure at home on February the 9th. His roommate called 911, and the police from LaGrange Park and Brookfield responded with EMTs from LaGrange Park.
Why are they sending the police out to respond to somebody who's having a medical emergency?
It happens all the time. They just do,
Seems like a terrible idea.
Well, they don't look at the police as dangerous. They look at the police as everything they do is right, just, pure, brave, and valorous. Mm. That's how they see it. Lassie said, that's the victim here, says his roommate explained to the police that he was having a diabetic seizure. Lassie was not alert and could not move his body. When the EMTs asked the cops to help move Lassie from he was, lying on the floor, Lassie says one of his arms flailed during his diabetes-induced seizure, striking one of the LaGrange and Brookfield defendants. At no time did Mr. Lassie intentionally strike or offensively touch any of the LaGrange or Brookfield defendants. Lassie says LaGrange Park officer Darren Podada responded by tasering him 11 times.
So wait, a point of information. You said that he didn't strike any defendants? You mean the police?
The police are defendants in this case.
Oh, they're suing yes. The police. Oh, okay. I might have missed that point. So he flailed his arm.
He was in the midst of a diabetic seizure.
Didn't actually hit any of the police.
Oh, I believe he did actually, striking one of the LaGrange and Brookfield defendants, but it did not intentionally strike or offensively touch.
I see. Okay.
And he tasered him, the officer, this is Darren Podada, responded by tasering him 11 times for nearly a minute as he lay helpless on the floor.
My gosh.
So he probably got jostled real good. Can you imagine? Like the arm swings up, catches you on the side of the face right alongside the nose or something like that. And I've been hit like that by somebody intentionally, surely things like that have happened to me accidentally. I know they have. And I've been upset, like immediately upset.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody who doesn't have, my wife did it, as I recall, one time accidentally struck me in the face. And actually her thumb went into my eye socket.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I was very upset very quickly. But I didn't beat the crap out of my wife.
What did she do?
What did I do or what did she do?
What did you do to make her?
No, she wasn't. She was like moving her arm or something like that. It was just completely accidental.
Oh, wow.
You come up behind her. She flips her arm.
It was something. I can't even remember. I remember it was in the bedroom at an old house.
Right. Intentions matter, right? I mean, if the cops are on a scene with a dangerous suspect who is, you know, high on PCP, then you know, there are different intentions involved as opposed to a man who's suffering from a diabetic seizure. Just real quick before you go on with the story, according to the internet, ehow.com, symptoms of diabetic seizures can include violent convulsions, twitches, jerks, and rigidness in the muscles. Can affect a person's behavior, sense of awareness, or overall sensation, and cause involuntary body movements. In addition, can also cause numbness in certain parts of the body and a loss of muscle tone, according to islets of hope.com. So this is pretty common. During a diabetic seizure, you're going to have somebody spastically, possibly flailing arms.
I've actually heard of people standing up and sort of like marching in a weird fashion in a diabetic seizure.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, things like these happen.
These cops knew they were being called to a medical emergency. They didn't think they were being called to somebody who was beating their wife or something like that.
Well, he was on the floor. They knew they were moving a man who couldn't even move. Yes, they absolutely knew all of this. He got smashed in the face, and I think he reacted. You know, it seems to me you've got, oh, what a surprise, a cop with an anger management problem.
He comes back, steps back, pulls out his taser, and shoots him 11 times, 56 seconds long.
The other officer should have done the same thing to him.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
By dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours for free right on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And I mentioned Manchester Brewing earlier. At Manchester Brewing, they realize that you have many beer choices, but does your beer make you bulletproof and invisible? We don't think so. ManchesterBrewing.com. So we continue here with the story from Illinois. Is that right, Mark?
It's from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Well, it's Chicago land, I guess is the way to describe it.
The sprawling suburbs of Chicago.
Yes, that's what they refer to.
So somebody had diabetic shock, diabetic seizure that he was going through. His roommate called 911, as people have been trained to do, which is a good idea generally when you need emergency care, unless you happen to have a private ambulance service that you can subscribe to. Most cases, most people don't have that. So they called 911 and they sent out the ambulance and unfortunately decided to send along some police. I don't know why. Maybe it's because in Chicago, ambulance people have been sent places and been, attacked. Maybe it's just common to
Metropolitan areas to send cops with, on medical calls.
Metropolitan areas, because I've never really seen police traveling with, in my time at least, never seen the police traveling along with a...
I don't know what they did in Sarasota, Florida. I can tell you what they do in my town here, and they don't send a cop. Well, right. They don't have one.
Well, around here they have cops in Keene, but nonetheless.
I don't live in Keene.
Right.
It's a socialist stronghold.
So, nonetheless, they showed up. This guy was having a diabetic shock attack, and that means that he is likely to possibly lash out. He's not intending to hurt anybody. He's just convulsing.
Rolling around and doing stuff.
Twitching, jerking, having rigidness in the muscles, possibly involuntary body movements. And so this is pretty common with diabetic shock. And the EMTs were trying to transport him from, he was in his bedroom at the time, presumably out into the truck, and they asked the police for assistance. It was at that point that the young man flailed an arm and apparently hit one of the cops. Was it in the head where he hit the cop?
I'm only making an assumption here.
You don't even know.
Right. Okay. It doesn't say that. It says
just, so could have just hit him in the arm for all we know. We don't know.
We this, could. Right.
He flails his arm.
I'm trying to imagine myself in this circumstance as best I could, and I have been struck in the face accidentally in life before, and I found it shocking.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all of those circumstances, I did not beat the offending individual into a pulp.
Which this guy pulls his taser out, steps back, and hits this guy 11 times with a taser for a total of 56 seconds.
For a full minute. And it's...
That's a long time.
So it's one thing for this guy to pull out the taser, react, and shoot the guy with the taser. That's bad. To continue doing it is worse. But I think that the very worst are the EMTs, and the very, very worst is the cop standing there with another taser that lets this maniac, this madman, continue. The cop should have taken, you know, Darren, Officer Pedrada, stop immediately. And if he doesn't do it, hit him with a taser. Take him down. He's clearly a madman.
Isn't it out of control? Isn't it logical that maybe this cop was picked on a lot as a kid?
I don't know. It's speculation. People say that about some police officers. I don't know. But
many cops were bullies when
this guy's clearly not qualified to be carrying a taser.
So just a quick question before we go on with the story. Was the cop that did the tasing of a higher rank than the other officer, perchance?
It says officer.
Officer. So just the lowly officer.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue.
The victim, this is Lassie, was hospitalized for 5 days and was unable to work for 3 months because of the attack.
Jeez.
His quality of life has suffered substantially. These are allegations in the court case.
And you're not supposed to hit somebody with a taser for that long.
That's why it should have been administered one time.
Right, one
but
hit from a taser.
He probably wasn't getting the reaction he wanted
because the guy was
already having a diabetic seizure.
Right, the reaction being he wanted him to stop flailing or to stop doing anything.
Or to scream in pain or something.
Well, right, when you hit somebody, it's my understanding, when you hit somebody with a taser, they lose their control of their motor functions and they, you know, essentially fall to the ground. And so if this guy is continuing to have a diabetic attack after he's been hit with the taser, then the cop was probably confused or whatever. Or maybe just so angry he just didn't even think. Maybe just kept squeezing the trigger. Who knows what was going through his crazy mind at that moment?
No, I don't know. So it says, no time did Mr. Lassie do anything to warrant the use of force against him.
Mm-mm.
Mr. Lassie was never cited, arrested, or charged with any crime.
Wow, not even assault on a police officer.
Nothing.
After all that, huh?
Seeks punitive damages for battery, excessive force, and failure to intervene.
I hope he gets it.
Well, if he gets it, then it's just the taxpayers of these towns.
I hope he gets it from the officer's paycheck, and we know that's not going to happen.
The officer probably got a commendation for this. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating. I don't know what happened in this circumstance. Probably did not get it.
It has happened that officers have gotten commendations.
Usually you have to kill the guy to get
brutal attacks.
Yeah.
So that's it. So there's a lawsuit pending. He wasn't charged with anything, but spent 5 days in the hospital and was unable to work after that.
Yeah, well, for 3 months, yeah.
So that's crazy.
It's a nutty story.
And it's not the only one. I pointed out at the beginning of this, there have been at least a couple of stories that we've shared with you, and that means there may be more than that didn't come across our desks. But there have been at least a couple of stories. The first one, as I recall, was a man that was, I believe, even a school principal, so a bureaucrat himself, was driving, and he felt the onset of a seizure coming, and I believe it was also he was a diabetic, and he felt it coming on. He pulls into a convenience store parking lot and puts his car in park and proceeds to have himself his diabetic seizure there in his car. Some clerk in the convenience store calls the police to bring them out here for whatever reason. I don't remember, because maybe the guy was parked there for a while, not sure. But the police come out, and after this guy's unresponsive to their demands of, get out of the car, rah, 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 they bust the window in on the car, pull him from the driver's seat over, I think it was over top of the other passenger seat or something like that. But either way, they pull him through the broken window and then proceed to beat the living hell out of him. All the while, he has his diabetic insulin kit right there.
Well, that story was shocking to me at the time, and I found it outrageous. And that much is true. The police officers clearly didn't do a heck of a lot of police work there. But in this case, they didn't have to. The roommate said he's having a diabetic seizure. The EMT asked the officer, "Please help me move the man who's having a diabetic seizure." And then the officer gets, swacked somehow by the guy's flailing arm, and then stands up and unloads his taser 11 times on the dude. Yeah. This guy doesn't need to be have his badge and gun taken away. He needs to be thrown in prison. This was aggravated battery. He deserves 5 years in the slammer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
As far as I'm concerned, he should get no protective custody.
Because it's a good point that you're making here, because in the other cases, the police officers were coming onto a scene not knowing what was happening. Not that that excuses what they did in the other case, but you're right. They absolutely knew what was going on in this particular case. And they still behaved in this violent, dangerous, crazy fashion.
Especially when you want to assume that they're peace officers. They're supposed to be keeping the peace. They're not supposed to be aggressing against people for having diabetic seizures.
Well, welcome to the police force, right? I mean, these hotheads are quite common out there. Thankfully, they're not all that bad. Not all of them are that dangerous. But you never know. It's a crapshoot. You call 911, you never know what maniac with a badge and a gun's going to show up at your front door.
If it's just a regular person having a bad day, it doesn't really matter because there's no redress of grievance. You just can't get it. When it comes to police officers, it has to be something this crazy for it to go, to court.
And like you say, if they do find in the favor of the guy that's suing, it'll be the taxpayers that pay. The officer himself will not have any kind of financial penalty attached to him. He won't have to be taking a chunk out of his paycheck to make this man whole again. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination. This
is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events. Or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And if you like the show, you enjoy the fact that the website is free, well, then you can voluntarily contribute to us. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. If you send in $3 a month, we'll not only give you some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP forum, the AMP only podcast, and more. You'll also feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can jump on board with any major credit card, some alternative options. We can also accept PayPal. So head to amp.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Matt is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You were talking about this diabetic victim.
Yes.
And I just wanted to point out, I grew up in LaGrange, and I spent like the first 20 years of my life there. It is a very well-to-do area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most well-to-do area, but it's a very well-to-do area. So this happened in a place where, you know, when people think of the American dream, they kind of think about this type of place. And there's people out there who think that, yeah, this kind of thing might happen, but it only happens in big cities and stuff like that. And I just want to point out that it doesn't matter how well off you are, you know, how upper middle class you are. This kind of thing is happening in these kind of areas now. It's police brutality is happening everywhere. It's endemic in the system.
It's an interesting point, though. I think it's still fair to say that if you are you're in an upper crust neighborhood, you're probably a little less likely to have such things occur.
I would have thought that this kind of thing, I mean, 2-3 years ago, I would have thought that this kind of thing could never happen in an area like LaGrange Park. And when you start hearing about it happening in those kind of areas, it really makes you start to wonder. So, I would say that it's probably a lot like King, LaGrange Park. I think Mark could.
There's some bad parts of King. I mean, it's not bad like a city bad kind of bad, but there's some crime here. There's some the occasional stabbing, and there's a lot of heroin, and there's some crack addicts, and a lot of heroin addicts, a lot of cocaine users up here. So they deal with theft and things
there's
like that.
There's that in nicer towns too.
Right. So I'm just saying that it's not all nice.
There's those areas in the Grange too, but I highly doubt that this was happening in those areas. It sounds like it was happening in a fairly nice area. And it's just one of those things. I'm personally very surprised to hear this kind of a thing happening in LaGrange.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that, Matt. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that was it.
All right. I appreciate you shedding some light on that. It definitely adds a new dimension to the story. Thank you. 800-259-9231. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a young man who was tasered. I say young. I don't recall what his age was, actually.
It wasn't in the story.
Okay. Man was tasered for flailing during a diabetic seizure, which is common. Well,
tasered 11 times.
Yeah, tasered 11 times for 56 seconds.
I mean, he couldn't do anything. I mean, he's having a diabetic seizure. He's completely incapacitated.
Yeah. So just an absolutely awful story, and as we pointed out, it's not the first time. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. A little bit of national level news here, and this isn't good. CNSNews.com, a bill currently before the Senate would empower the Obama administration to nationalize the student lending industry, eliminating the federally subsidized private loans millions of university students rely on to finance their educations. Student Aid and Fiscal Responsibility Act, currently being considered in the Senate, would eliminate the federal family education loan program, which are federally subsidized and make up approximately 80% of the student lending industry. According to the Department of Education, 14.3 million of the 17.5 million student loans were federally subsidized for the 2009-10 fiscal year. Under Obama's plan, the government would consume the entirety of this industry, a total of $103 billion in 2009-10. Under the current system, the federal government subsidizes private financial institutions in order to entice those institutions to provide low-interest loans to students. Under this arrangement, the government sets the interest rates that lenders may charge the students. In return, they reimburse lenders if market interest rates rise above the interest rates on the loans. In essence, the government reimburses private lenders if they begin losing money on the student loans. In return, the lenders agree to return any windfall profits made from the loans to the government. In other words, if market interest rates fall below the interest rates of the loans, the lenders will pay the government the difference. The government also agrees to reimburse the lenders should a student default. So it's a pretty sweet little system there for those who are offering student loans already. But it's looking like if this goes through, and yeah, there's a good chance it will, right? Because, well, they can pretty much put whatever the hell they want through, can't they?
The whole idea of student loans is so ridiculous. I was there, believe it or not, when they first started. And I went to a pretty expensive private university down in Connecticut. My first freshman year, my tuition was $3,360 a year, which was a lot then. I could have gone to a state school for about $1,200 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the following year, my sophomore year, the student loan program started under Jimmy Carter. And by the time I was a senior, that same tuition was over $8,200
a year. Wow. That's dramatic.
Dramatic, exactly. And what it's done is it's made these universities very bloated and top-heavy and
yeah.
bureaucratic and
sure.
wasteful. And they've built all these big sports stadiums with all the funny money they're getting. And what have they given? The level of education has not improved at all.
Not at all. It's been
worse.
And
now these kids get out of school and they're over $100,000 in debt.
Right. And that's the thing is, they have been bloated in that way. And college is so expensive. I'm not going to tell you that I don't think that, college is a good thing for your career. I think that a degree can be valuable, especially in areas like doctors, lawyers, engineers, things like that. There are careers where you need a degree, but there are a lot of people with a lot of degrees that are not doing the job that they trained them, that they got trained for.
There was a college kid, recently a college
vast
kid.
Majority.
I was talking with him about going to school. I said, well, what are you majoring in? He says, communications. I said, oh, so you're majoring in email?
So there's a little more here. Under the system proposed, the government would cut private lenders out of the picture entirely, setting the interest rates, arbitrarily, of course, and collecting payments directly for all student lending.
So, and which means, of course, if you go into bankruptcy, which this is still the case, but if you're borrowing from the government, you're borrowing from a big loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not be the most efficient, but when they want their money, they're going to get their money.
Yeah. How do you think they'll do that? You think they'll just start taking it out of paychecks?
They'll do whatever they want.
Whether they're not.
If you don't pay the IRS, you go to prison.
Yeah.
It's the only organization in the world that you can owe, if you could really do owe the IRS,
yeah.
that you owe and that they'll put you in jail for owing.
That's a good point, Mark. Maybe this is going to be a significant shift in the college loan industry because right now kids can, you know, you can pretty much walk away from a college loan, right? I mean,
no.
No?
No.
You, well, that's the one thing you can't do bankruptcy on, right?
You cannot bankrupt a college.
I had it backwards.
Yeah, you can't walk away from them. You can choose not to pay, but when you really start making money, then they're going to get it from you.
But the difference being that now, if you choose not to pay, you're choosing not to pay the school or whatever company it was that that provided the loan.
Yeah, but whereas the government backed them up.
So would the state come after you in this particular case?
Now?
In today's situation?
Not really, no.
That's what I'm saying. In this case today, if you don't pay, you know, you just got a collections company calling on you, mm-hmm. whereas if the government takes it over, as you're saying
who
here,
knows what?
Who knows what who they'll knows? End up doing? It right. ain't going to be just some friendly phone calls.
Generally, when you owe the government, you had better pay or else is really the situation. Generally.
According to CNSNews.com, they will be setting the interest rates, collecting payments directly. Whether or not the government saw a profit or loss from the new federal loans would depend on the rate at which the government borrows money, blah, blah, blah. And then it talks about rates and all that stuff. So, and it looks like old Judd Gregg's even commenting in here. So it looks like they very well may move forward with this. We've been instructed by the budget committee to do this, so we're going to do it. When asked about using the controversial budget maneuver, reconciliation allows budget-related items to be passed with a 51-vote majority, eliminating the threat of a filibuster. So this could be a done deal where the federal government takes over 100% of the college loan industry.
Where are they getting this money from, the loan people?
Where do you think?
It's stimulus money. We're stimulating the economy.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up. How much would you pay to keep your car in the driveway? We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Cool. Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.